Special Edition Show. This is your host, Tracy Mahan, and I am here with a very unusual guest tonight. This guest is reincarnated from many other lifetimes, and we're going to talk about it. I'm talking about Charity Minton, and she has agreed to come on and be my victim tonight, and I told her I was going to come up with something corny to say to introduce her. Of course, we're all reincarnated. And Charity is a radio show host, a psychic, a medium. She does all kinds of good things. So, Charity, come on aboard. Chat with me, girl.
Hey, Tracy. Thanks for having me tonight. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. And, you know, we were chatting. You sent me this link to read, and we're going to read it to all of you guys here tonight on the show. It's a great way to look at what goes on with reincarnation. It's kind of fun. But before we do that, I want to say hi to those that are peering at us through the chat room. And it's making me realize that, once again, I forgot to open up the blog chat, so I'm going to do that right now. But hi, Casey. Hi, Beth. Hi. Who else have we got in there? We've got Susie and Lisa and Michael and Maureen. Hello, you guys. Good evening, and glad you guys can make it. And if you guys want to join us in the chat room, we have a chat page in Facebook, and it's called Heart and Soul Radio Chat. And so if you'd like to join us over there, Heart and Soul Radio Chat in Facebook, I can't talk, Facebook. And we'll be watching for you to ask to join. It is a private group, and we do it that way so that everything we say in there stays in there. And that way your relatives aren't wondering, why are you posting on this banner that says reincarnation? You know, it's our business. That's why. So if you want to chat in the Blog Talk chat room, I do now have that open if you want to go venture over there. If you'd like to call in, we're going to take calls in the second half of the show, and that number is 232-642-1397. So there, I did all of the legalities. How are you doing, Charity?
Well, I'm doing great, Tracy. As I said, I'm very excited to be here, not just on the show, but in this incarnation with you, and I'm very excited.
I love it. We must have planned that in our infinite wisdom. Sitting up there in the heavens one day, we decided, hey, we should come into these lifetimes and share moments. So here we are, sharing.
So here we are. And, you know, the exciting thing about this, you know, I'm gonna reference the article, which I suppose I should reference as well, that I found it on Conscious Reminder, and you can subscribe to them on Facebook. But when I read this story, it said, warning, this story will blow your mind, and it actually did. And then I sent it to you, and we kind of opened up this conversation about reincarnation.
We did. Enough to where we knew we couldn't just keep it to ourselves. We had to share it. And to bring it to all of you guys listening. And, you know, there's lots of different stories out there of reincarnation where kids remember. And it's usually the children that remember without hypnosis. And, of course, I do the hypnosis, do past life regressions all the time. I totally am a believer of reincarnation. And the way that they explain it in this thing we're going to read today, I think it puts a new spin on it for some people. And for me, I was reading it going, I get it. I believe this. This is so cool. So it is mind blowing. But yeah, lots of stories about reincarnation, remembering other lifetimes. You know, if you're in the audience and you haven't done a past life regression, you know, that's definitely something to think about doing. To me, they're very healing. You know, if you're going through something or you don't understand what's going on in a relationship or you have an allergy or symptoms that are unexplainable, sometimes past life regressions can not just explain them, but can heal whatever's going on. So I just research it. If you haven't had one done, you might think about doing it. Okay.
Well, I
where
can
do you
give
want to
a testimonial.
Well,
I can give a testimonial for you, Tracy, because you did my very first, well, and only, and I think maybe you've done it another time since, but a past life regression on me. And I remember how it opened up something for me, healing with my dad. And
yeah,
that I always had this fear that something would happen to him. And then in a past life, you know, we found out that he didn't come home from work. I never really knew what happened, but something happened to him. There was an accident or something like that. But that explained a lot for me in this lifetime as to why I feel the way I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing how it'll help you to understand different scenarios. Or, you know, I've had situations where I felt very motherly towards somebody, like I was keeping track of them like a child. And then I did a past life regression around and found out I was their mother in another life. And it helped me release that mother attachment and shift the relationship into what would be more appropriate for who we were in this lifetime, that kind of thing. Lots and lots of different lifetimes. We've had so many. You know, you could do a lot of journeys and not revisit the same one twice. So, and maybe we should get into kind of, should we read the story? And then we can go from there. And this might open up questions with the audience that maybe we can tune into and see if we have answers.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Do you want me to take it away or?
Take it away. I know you want me to read parts,
right.
So I'm going to see what I can do about filling. So let's explain. This is a dialogue between God and a deceased person, right? And so
yes, it
so
is.
I will play the deceased one. You get to play God.
You
don't hear that every day.
That's, you know, I've been training for that my whole life.
Hey, according to this, that's a good thing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, it references that's eventually where we end up. Okay. Yes, it is true. Well, first of all, let me say that this story is not our own. It's from Conscious Reminder. And here it goes. Yes, it is true. The story I'm about to tell you will probably be one of the best short stories you'll read in your life. I have no doubt about that. Also, the story will blow your mind to a whole new level. It will ascend your thinking, and you will never think of life in the same way again. How I know this? Well, I'll let you read it right now, and you let me know if I'm wrong, okay? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
The egg. You have died. You were on your way home when you died. It was a car accident. Nothing particularly remarkable, but fatal nonetheless. You left behind a wife and two children. It was a painless death. The EMTs tried their best to save you, but to no avail. Your body was so utterly shattered, you were better off, trust me. And that's when you met me. What happened, you asked. Where am I? You died, I said, matter-of-factly. No point in mincing words.
Are you going to have me read that part?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took your part earlier. Sorry.
Okay. There was a truck and it was skidding.
Yep.
See, this is where it's going to get confusing, Charity, because it doesn't say whose part is next. So I'm going to try and stay with you, okay? So go
okay.
ahead.
Yep.
I died?
Yep. But don't feel bad about it. Everyone dies. You looked around. There was nothingness, just you and me.
What is this place? Is this the afterlife?
More or less.
Are you God?
Yep, I am God.
My kids, my wife.
What about them?
Will they be all right?
That's what I like to see. You just died, and your main concern is your family. That's good stuff right there. you looked at me with fascination. To you, I didn't look like God. I just looked like some man or possibly a woman, some vague authority figure, maybe. More of a grammar school teacher than the Almighty. Don't worry, they'll be fine. Your kids will remember you as perfect in every way. They didn't have time to grow contempt for you. Your wife will cry on the outside, but be secretly relieved. To be fair, your marriage is falling apart. If it's any consolation, she'll feel very guilty for feeling relieved.
Oh. So what happens now? Do I go to heaven or hell or something?
Neither. You'll be reincarnated.
Ah. So the Hindus are right.
All religions are right in their own way. Walk with me. You followed along as we strode through the void.
Where are we going?
Nowhere in particular. It's just nice to walk while we talk.
So what's the point then? When I get reborn, I'll just be a blank slate, right? A baby? So all my experiences and everything I did in this life won't matter?
Not so. You have within you all of the knowledge and experiences of all past lives. You just don't remember them right now. I stopped walking and took you by the shoulders. Your soul is more magnificent, beautiful, and gigantic than you can possibly imagine. A human mind can only contain a tiny fraction of what you are. It's like sticking your finger in a glass of water to see if it's hot or cold. You put a tiny part of yourself into the vessel, and when you bring it back out, you've gained all the experiences it had. You've been a human for the last 48 years, so you haven't stretched out yet and felt the rest of your immense consciousness. If we hung out here for long enough, you'd start remembering everything. But there's no point to doing that between each life.
How many times have I been reincarnated then?
Oh, lots, lots and lots, and into lots of different lives. This time around, you'll be a Chinese peasant girl in 540 AD.
Wait, what? You're sending me back in time?
Well, I guess technically. Time, as you know it, only exists in your universe. Things are different where I come from.
Where you come from?
Oh, sure. I come from somewhere else. And there are others like me. I know you'll want to know what that's like there, but honestly, you wouldn't understand.
Oh. But wait, if I get reincarnated to other places in time, I could have interacted with myself at some point.
Sure. Happens all the time. And with both lives only aware of their own lifespan, you don't even know what's happening.
So what's the point of it all?
Seriously? Seriously. You're asking me for the meaning of life? Isn't that a little stereotypical?
Well, it's a reasonable question.
The meaning of life, the reason I made this whole universe, is for you to mature.
You mean mankind? You want us to mature?
No, just you. I made this whole universe for you. With each new life, you grow and mature and become a larger and greater intellect.
Just me? What about everyone else?
There is no one else. In this universe, there's just you and me.
But all the people on Earth?
All you. Different are incarnations of you.
Wait. I'm everyone?
Now you're getting it.
I'm every human being who ever lived or who will ever live.
Or whoever will live, yes.
I'm Abraham Lincoln. I'm Hitler.
And you are the millions he killed.
I'm Jesus.
And you're everyone who followed him. Every time you victimize someone, you are victimizing yourself. Every act of kindness you've done to yourself. Every happy and sad moment ever experienced by any human was or will be experienced by you.
Why? Why do all of this?
Because someday you will become like me, because that's what you are. You're one of my kind. You're my child.
Whoa. You mean I'm a god?
No. You're still growing. But once you've lived every human life throughout all time, you will have grown enough to be born.
So the whole universe, it's just
an egg. Now it's time for you to move on to your next life. I think we did pretty good, Tracy.
And we made it through it. Yeah. So
I
the conclusion.
So.
Yeah, the conclusion of this is that we are, this is where it comes in. We're all one. We are all aspects of the same soul, according to this write-up. So
yeah.
As you were listening, hopefully you guys were able to follow along with that. We didn't practice it, so it might have been a little bit rough. But would love to hear your feedback on what you think about the idea that we are all part of the same oversoul, reincarnating, that everyone here is the same one. You and me. I love that. It's like, it's just you and me.
Ooh. You know, I love it too. And I think that if, well, since I've read this article, I've really been trying to be aware of everyone and every interaction and every experience that I have. And I look at it through that set of eyes, but that's me.
And once you've lived every life of every human being here, that's when it gets completed. That's amazing. It's powerful to think about that. Over 7 billion lives going on right now alone, not to mention how many cycles of lifetimes there's been in our history. And we're living all of them.
Yeah.
So,
It's mind-boggling.
It is. It is, and it's exciting at the same time. And, you know, for how long have we heard you're all one? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
making that correlation, and the way that this particular author wrote that up really helps you to see the idea behind we are all one. So when we do right or wrong by another person, we're really doing that to ourselves and for ourselves. And it just kind of gives you a new perspective of how you interact in the world and how you're treating not just other people, but life on this planet in general. And, Charity and I took that conversation a little bit further because I've always had a theory that, well, maybe not always, but I have a theory that we are also incarnating as the animals we eat, and that we are also experiencing what we put them through to become our food. So, you know, if you put everything in that perspective, that in order to survive, you also have to incarnate as a cow or the chicken or, you know, whatever it might be for us to eat, then it might change the way you're treating those little furry souls and, you know, being more grateful and saying thank you. And, you know, last week I had Helen on and she was reminding us to say thank you to the earth and to the resources that it gives us to help us to survive. It is important to remember to say thank you. You know, and to thank our bodies and just the air we breathe, all of it. It's so simple, and yet we take advantage of so much of it. So, yeah.
It opens up doors as well as the whole concept of deja vu.
Yeah.
You know, that's
you
one
talk
of
about
the things
that, a
that
little
I.
Bit.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that I started thinking about. Was deja vu, and would you experience that? Now my perspective on that is that we are remembering another perception from another life and another, you know, in another life. We're seeing it from a different set of eyes through our own, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and the point of not remembering, like when we come in or to reincarnate into these lifetimes and we're a blank slate. I like that that was put in there as well, because it is supposed to be a fresh experience, a new experience. And, you know, subconsciously, we do remember these lifetimes. We have that encoded in us, and those lifetimes do help us to evolve in the next one. And so it's cool, you know, where he also mentions he's sending this person back in time. You know, time is not linear, and it cycles. There is no time and space in that heaven realm, and you can go anywhere at any time. So, yeah, it's mind blowing, Charity. Just like it said, it's going to blow your mind. So let's see, audience, is your mind blown? Let's hear from you guys and get some feedback on that. I'd love to have you in the chat room. I know Beth was having a little bit of problem connecting, so I'm hoping, Beth, that you were able to get connected. And if that's the case, you probably were not able to hear the story. But it is an amazing story. And let's put the link to that story also in the chat room. I'll do that real quick, because just in case you're listening to this a little bit later in the show, you can always go back and find that link. So there we go.
A great story. And it's a great story to read. I just to personally read it for yourself. I think our theatrics were fantastic, though.
I think so. We'll go back and listen to it and be like, oh, maybe that wasn't as That's funny.
I know, right?
Yeah. I don't listen to my shows afterwards, because, you know, we're our own worst critics, and I'll sit there and be like, oh, why did I say that? Or why did I do that?
Ooh,
then I'll be like, oh,
horrible.
Yeah. Why was I talking so loud?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff is in there saying his mind is blown, but it does feel true and right. Yeah, it does. And, you know, now we're looking
exactly
at our audience. We're looking at our audience and realizing that I am you. You are me. We're all the same.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what do you think about that when you think about the people that upset you, or the people that do bad things in the world? Why do you think we need that experience as well?
I think we need that experience, and I think that experience comes to us in one of two ways. Whether it's our thoughtless act, or whether it's coming back to us from that thoughtless act. Does that make sense at all? Okay. I mean, it's kind of karmic, but at the same time, you know, that's the way we learn. That's the way we experience, I think, whenever, you know, something is done to us that we have done unto others.
You know, Dolores Cannon said at one point, she said, if we knew what was really going on, it would blow our minds. And she said something very similar to this. She said that all of the people in the background are just actors in your play. And it was just fascinating to try to wrap my mind around it then. And then to have this story come about, it was, it just kind of confirmed more of what she was saying about how, you know, in this storyline, he's saying, it's just you and me. And she's saying the same thing, that we're all one, and that this is all being created to evolve the soul. And it just, you know, when you just think about all the people that you meet every day, you know, and interact with, and then to come home and just sit with that and think, those were all different versions of me, different versions of myself. And some of them were having a good day, some were having a bad day. Yeah. Some are doing really well in life. Some are struggling. There's just so many varieties and so many experiences to be had. So it is. It's great. And Beth is back. She says, until her cell phone decides to cut out again. But we're not going to look for that. That's not going to happen, Beth. You're just going to stay with us. So,
you know, I read another article a couple of weeks ago, and it was an article, and I'm going to look for it, but it was about the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And this book is it's a guide to the afterlife.
Mm.
And one of the things that it tells you is when you experience that physical death and you are just the consciousness that you are, that spirit, it tells you that you're going to move through different realms and maybe dimensions. But the one thing that it tells you is that you should not focus your attention on any one thing, that you just keep moving. Because if you focus your attention, you focus your attention on something, that's where you go. And you could stay there as long, you know, years and years and thousands and, you know, what we would call years, but you will stay there. If you leave your focus there. But what they tell you to do is to not focus on anything, just focus on the light and don't get sidetracked to go where you need to go. It's actually, this article that I read, it was really good. It was kind of condensed because I think that this book is a bit heavy, is what I'm getting. But I was talking about this with this man that I work with. He came into work, and he is a spiritual man. But he came into work, and he says, he was talking about a book. He said he just finished the Modern Book of the Dead. And then he said he has the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and he's getting ready to start reading that. Well, my mind was blown there because I had no idea that's not a book that you find every day or that everyone you know is going to read. So that was like a really big sign for me that that was in the right place. It was very synchronistic.
Yeah. Somebody had sent me a link once. This is making me remember. And it might have been the same story. It was about the passing of, where does our soul go when it leaves the body? And it was like a 40-day journey of looking at the illusions throughout the lifetime. And you're viewing the illusions. And if you never make it past the illusion, then you're reincarnated. But if you can figure out you're in the illusion, then you get to move on. And I found that rather interesting as well, because I was like, well, I don't know how I want to, you know, doing the mediumship work. I don't have that experience with people that cross over. I don't get that story of looking at the illusion and all of that. So, again, I think it's the reality that we create. Like I've tuned into loved ones that believed that when they die, they go into darkness, or if the wife dies first, she goes into darkness till the husband passes, and then he will come in and retrieve her and take her home. And so this person had me tuning into their mother, and I'm like, I'm not sure what's going on here. I feel like I have an energy, but all I'm getting is darkness. And then they explained that to me. And I realized, that was when I realized that we will manifest and create what we believe for this particular lifetime. We don't get stuck there per se, but we will spend time in that belief. And so, you know, if you believe that you wait 3 days and then your soul will ascend, then you'll wait 3 days. And, you know, it's whatever you believe will happen. So right. I'm believing I'm just going to shoot out like a rocket and go straight to the light and we're going to have a big party. And so, but there's so many different versions of it, and all of them are true. They're all right. You know, there isn't a wrong belief system. There's truth to all of it. Just like that article was saying, or that little script was saying, they all have truth, and everybody's got a little piece of that puzzle. So it's, to me, the past life thing is just an absolutely phenomenal thing to look at. Reincarnation, you know, regressing. I've done so many regressions that, you know, people tell me I should write a book, and I think it would make a fascinating book just to journey into some of these lifetimes and these realities and, you know, what comes out of them. And, you know, people will go places where they're, one of the fears people will have is, well, what if I'm making it up? But then when they get in it and they experience the emotion and they, and the tears or the joy or the love, and they experience a taste of the story of what that life was, then, you know, there's an attachment there to it that's unexplainable. And to me, that's just part of the joy of my job, of watching that happen and evolve. So when you did your past life regression, dearie, did you remember experiencing emotions and attachments?
Oh, absolutely. It was, that's one of the things that I really wasn't expecting, that the emotions would be so real. That mm-hmm. was kind of shocking to me. But yeah, the emotions were very real, and it was a very real experience going through it. And that was totally, again, it was totally unexpected. I didn't think that it would be that, I don't think, meaningful, but it was extraordinary experience for me.
Yeah. And, you know, it's another fun thing to do is to journey people through a lifetime where they were an animal. And, you know, I didn't think to do that with people until I had a client that came in, and we regressed, and he remembered being a deer, and he remembered what it was like to just peacefully be resting. And then every time he would hear a snap of a branch or something in the woods, fear would run through him because, you know, he was food for a lot of different, you know, not just humans, but other predatorial animals that were out there. And so there was a lot of fear with that experience that he didn't realize was there before. And I do believe that he, at one point, I couldn't vouch for this or not, but I do think that in the past he had been a hunter as well. So for him to get that experience of what the deer goes through when something is hunting it was pretty fantastic, I thought. You know, it's like, you need to know that these little animals also fear, and they sense things, and they know when something bad's about to happen. And so, you know, the Native Americans, when they go hunting, they will ask permission from the soul of the animal that they're going to take. And if they get a no, then they move on. And I just think that that's such a beautiful tradition, because a friend of mine was the one that told me about that. And he said he went out bow hunting, and he asked permission for this deer that was in front of him, and he got a no. So he respected that. And shortly after that, the baby came out from the bushes. It was a mommy deer. And he would have taken the mommy and not known there was a baby out there. So mm-hmm. anyways, there's so much more to us and more to our living here on the earth and working with the earth, you know, to create life and respect life and respect the earth. It's just, I think the more we all start to awake, the more we all evolve into a bigger understanding of that. So anything else that you would like to share, stories or anything of past lives, reincarnation?
Just that with anything, I think that that someone should take what serves them, what feels right, and then just toss the rest. Because in the end,
yeah.
it's what you feel. And that's my opinion, but that's what you feel is what's right, and you should go with that.
Yeah.
And trust it. You know, that's the first lesson in trusting yourself, trusting what you feel and what's going on inside you.
I'm trying to think of a clever way to say, Charity, I'm so excited about this version of me that was created in you.
Oh, well, I think you said it perfectly, Tracy. Ditto.
Isn't that fun to think of that? This is another version of me. That's so exciting. We're all versions of each other.
It is. And what I love about that is that, well, again, I mean, you know, every person that you meet is a mirror, and that's why. And
yeah.
I just think it's a beautiful experience, really, you know, to
so
be
you
able
know,
to. Go ahead.
Yeah, go. I was going to say this. Yeah, we've talked about the Earth shifting into the fifth dimensional vibration and how some people are ready to go and some people are not. And I've always felt like this dread that there would be people left behind. Why would, you know, we can't leave people behind. We're all connected. We don't want to do that. These are our brothers and sisters. And after, you know, really engaging with this story, it really helps me to understand why I get that feeling of not wanting anyone left behind in this shift to the fifth dimension, because those are all aspects of me, of you, of us, you know, and we want all those aspects of ourselves to evolve and to be ready and to grow with the planet. So anyways, that just popped in, so I thought I'd share it. The whole fifth dimensional.
But, you know, we've all had that.
Shift.
We've had that experience when you first meet someone that you've known them for.
Yeah.
You've known them for a long time, even when you just meet them. I mean, and that's kind of the way it was for me with you. So.
Yeah.
Maybe that's telling me that. I loved that experience, that aspect of you, that part of me in you.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, I think that each of these aspects that are created, the aspect that is Tracy, the aspect that is Charity, you know, I think we're all formed individually and then have multiple experiences as this aspect, right? Is that how we're looking
mm-hmm.
at that? And so the aspect of this larger soul is having multiple lifetime experiences, and then the aspect that I identify with will return to the bigger piece with all the things that I've collected along the way. So it's not to say that we're not individual, because that is the experience we chose to have. So the aspect that is you, that is part of this bigger piece, will have multiple experiences as that aspect of whoever you are being reincarnated into multiple lifetimes. That's the way I understand this anyways. So it's not to say
mm-hmm.
that we're not having an individual experience and then continuing to have other individual experiences. I think we are. I think that, you know, it's kind of like the metaphor of the raindrops falling down into the ocean. You know, we have that experience and then we join, we have multiple experiences and then we join back into the bigger part that is us, the ocean, and share those experiences within that. So, I don't know, there's lots mm-hmm. to be said, and our chat room is very quiet tonight. You guys, we're either stumping you, blowing your minds, or y'all fell asleep while we were talking. Come on. You know, there were threats of that. Beth was saying she was going to try and stay awake. So hopefully she did. Are you ready to take some calls?
Sure.
All right. So we'll go ahead and jump to the callers. And, you know, sometimes that also spark some new conversation as well. So let's head on over there. And caller with the last four digits, 8860. Who are we talking with?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Amwa. How are you?
We're good. What did you say your name was?
It's Amwa.
Amwa. Okay. Hi, Amwa.
Yes.
And did you have a question?
I do have an intuitive question, but I really wanted to comment on basically you guys talking about the roof, like the light in me honors the light in you kind of thing. And
yeah.
I really believe that. I really resonate with that. I've gone through a lot of struggle in my life, but I've also learned to value the light within me. And then now I'm attracting really beautiful people in my life. So
wow.
It's been so beautiful. It really is. I'm so grateful.
And when you get to that point of the journey where you're starting to recognize how you're attracting these beautiful souls, these amazing people into your life, then you can look back at the journey and understand it more and appreciate
Absolutely.
It more, right? Yeah.
Exactly. It's about experience. I went to a meditation yesterday and it was just, people, I'm learning to honor where people are at just objectively. And it's just interesting, like, the meditation was wonderful, but it was like, it was interesting. A lot of it was coming from the head and, for me, meditation's from the heart. So it was just interesting perspective.
Yeah.
It's nice to tap into the listening aspect of myself and not needing to jump in, which I do, needing to add my opinion. Not that it's a bad thing. I wanted to kind of be the observer yesterday. So it was interesting. Very interesting.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually I do have an intuitive question if you don't mind. I was wondering if you see a partnership for me as far as, attracting a person deep-rooted like myself, like a reflection of me.
And you're talking about a romantic partner in that regard? Okay.
Yeah.
Charity, you want to go first?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to say that, when you started talking about the people that you're attracting into your life, I just immediately have chills. And I had chills the entire time you were talking. And you have came, from what I'm picking up, you have really came a long way with that. And the respect that you have for another soul and another being to just let them be and to not try to make it one way or the other, but just to honor what they have. That is incredibly amazing. And what I'm picking up for you is that you have so many more wonderful experiences ahead for you, not just with a romantic partnership, but with people in general. And you're going to keep bringing these in as you elevate to a higher vibration. You're just going to really pull more of the same into you. And in this, you are going to meet that partner. Now, I can tell you, I can't give you a time, but I feel like it's going to be down the road a bit, not long. Not even 2 years is what I'm picking up on. But when you meet this person, this is going to be your forever person.
Awesome.
This is, and you're going to know, I feel like that right away, just energetically, you're going to know that this is different.
Okay. Awesome.
But kudos to you.
Yeah. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon and say, I agree with everything Charity's saying. And just like your journey to getting to this point where you're attracting these amazing people into your life and you look back and you say, it was worth the journey, you're going to do the same thing when you meet this partner. And you're going to understand the weight, which people have to tell me that too. Because when we're in it, we're like, really? Really? Come on, really? But you will. You will understand why there was the wait, why the timing wasn't lining up yet, and that there might still be something he needs to do or you need to do or whatever it might be to bring this together. But I fully agree that it's, this is your life partner that's going to be coming in. And it's like Charity said, you're going to keep drawing more and more people into your life that mirror your amazing reflection of where you are now. And it's going to help you to be more content with this process as you go along until this other person comes in. And even when they do, because even when you meet your forever person, it's still going to present you with challenges. So, so you're going to be more in a place of going through that and being more at peace with it. So,
I just have a thing. Do you feel like it's somebody I already know, like it's just a friendship, or is it just somebody completely new?
I feel like it's somebody completely different that you've never met.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to mistake this energy, and it's going to be something completely different than anything that you've experienced this far.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, sweetie, go out there and knock them out with kindness. Just enjoy the light in everyone.
Absolutely. Right. Keep on shining yourself. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
That girl is going to, I think she is going to really set some, she's going to spark some people to shine their own light.
Yeah, she's definitely part of helping others awaken to their true essence.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be an exciting time. So more and more people are starting to realize that that's part of their path. And it's as simple as just living your authentic self. You know, it can be as simple as that. And people will be like, how do you do that? How do you create? How are you making all of this amazing life for yourself? And then she gets to tell the story. And then they will start, and it just keeps going. Are you ready for another one?
Sure.
Let's meet another aspect of ourselves. Okay, caller number 6949, you're on the air. Who are we talking with?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
And did you have a question tonight?
I'm wondering if you can tell me if you see me getting a job in the near future, maybe within the next few months, I'm hoping.
Okay. Charity, I'm going to pass it off to you to go first again.
Okay. Give me just a minute. Let me tune in here, Laura. Thank you for calling in, by the way.
Well, thank you. The topic's very interesting.
I know. Nobody said, do you see a past life for me? I'm like waiting.
I am picking up, what I'm getting off of this is that, are you feeling some pressure?
Well,
getting?
Because I was out of work for a while and, you know, I'm trying to catch up on bills.
Yeah,
I need to get work.
Well, it just seems, it feels a little constricted, and I'm kind of wondering and feel like maybe you need to step outside of your comfort zone and go for something that you maybe wouldn't normally go out for. Does that make sense to you?
Well, so actually with this past week, I started thinking that it would be, maybe I should, I'm thinking if I leave corporate life altogether and start maybe getting some rental properties together or something, and then I could be a landlord and have passive income and manage those apartments. But the problem is I need the money to put down. So I have to get work to save the money to start that new venture. But I've been thinking about that this past week, that I would love to get out of corporate life altogether because I'm really sick of it. But I'm not there financially yet to do that. So I still have to put my time in.
So what would it take? And you don't have to answer this on air, but what would it take for you to get to that point? I want you to write that down. What would it take for you to get to that point? Because, you know, I was in your shoes last year, and that question was asked to me. What would it take for you to get to the point where you can leave that job? And it was my sister that asked, and I went through point by point by point what it would take. And within a month, I had everything. It all fell into place. But I had never taken the time to put it into thought like that. What would it take? So maybe the universe is just waiting to see what will it take to get you to that next phase. So start thinking about
it. I have been thinking about it. And I want to get a small business loan. But to get that, I can't have any debt. So I have to get a contract first to wipe out my debt, because I've been trying to catch up on bills and I'm not going to be able to catch up until I get another contract. So I need one more contract to get rid of my debt to make me credible to get that small business loan. Plus, I think the income that I have from the job will go a long ways towards helping me get that small business loan. So it's going to take time to build that up. But in the interim, I have to get a contract, something.
Okay, so it's
going to
take a contract.
Right.
It's going to take getting a contract, and it's going to take a little time. And then everything will fall into place. Bills will get paid off. The small business loan will happen. And things will fall into place so that you can step out of corporate.
Right. That's what I'm planning. But I just kind of need to know if you're picking up on when you see me getting the contract. Turn things around. Because I am corporate.
Well, I think what's happening is you got energy conflicting with each other. You're sick of corporate, yet you're asking for a corporate job. So your angels are up there going, which is it? Which is it? What do you want? What's happening? So,
well, I'm short of dropping money in my lap. I don't have a choice.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, angels don't understand us. They don't have to live in the physical world that we do. So they just take everything very literally. They're like, okay, she's asking for a corporate job. And then in the next sentence, she says she doesn't want one. So so be very clear with your angels. What is it that you would like them to go help you find? And when you can shift that and be like, I'm okay with a corporate job for the next year to help me pay off my debt so I can get that loan. I'm okay with that. You know, and give yourself a time frame that you want to be doing this in. You know, you can be very realistic about it. And you can even tell the angels, and if you would like to surprise me with some other ways to make this happen, I'm open to the highest and best good. And don't limit it to just your plan. Let God bring a little joy into your life with some surprises. Time-wise, I get, once you kind of clear this fog away of the back and forth, that you will have a contract within a month. So if you continue to look at the darker energy of it, or the things you don't want, then it's going to take a little bit longer. And I hope that you understand what I mean with that. You've got to be willing to shift your energy and be okay with just say, I have no problem doing a corporate job that I'm actually going to love for the next year, whatever it takes to pay this off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all about intention and setting an affirmation forward where maybe you'll find a corporate job you really enjoy doing and it'll work out perfectly and help you pay everything off and could be better than anything you ever imagined. Yeah, so think
that would be good
time.
I'm open.
And time
spinning
that wheel and see what happens. So, okay. So, yeah, and I do think that July will offer you a lot different experience than June did with that.
Congrats.
So, okay. Yep. Okay. So
thank you very much.
You have a good night.
You too. Bye. Okay.
All right, we're going to jump over to the chat room. We've got Kathy asking, I opened my mouth and said, nobody's asking for past lives. What? So now Kathy is. What past life for me wants some closure? Ooh, do you get anything with that, Charity?
I'm not picking up, I'm not really picking up on that one, but there is another lady that posted that she's down a couple, and I'm definitely picking something up on her. So I'm going to let you take this.
Okay. One. Kathy, what I see is I see you dressed kind of like a warrior, like a soldier of sorts, but not modern day, more of the Greek or Roman soldier. And it's about not giving yourself permission to leave the battlefield or something to that effect. You, even though you're seeing that death is all around you and it's inevitable that's going to happen to you as well in this battlefield, you stick it out, and instead of retreating from that. And maybe that was a pride thing. So maybe it's pride that needs some closure. And so look at the pride and the ego and see if that helps, and ask for the lifetimes around that to be healed. And I'll be quick with that because we have a ton of callers and we have questions popping up now in the chat room. Okay, so which one are you looking at?
I was looking at Casey.
Okay.
I see Casey as a groupie, a 60s type band groupie, that she was a, in the hippie sense, you know, I mean, she followed the rock bands, just a very cool chick. What a vibe she has. That's kind of what I'm just kind of picking that up off of her.
Well, and you bring up a really good point. You know, you're talking about somebody that was following a rock band in the 60s. Really good chance that person is still alive today. And this is a good opportunity for us to segue into saying that our lifetimes can overlap. You know, we can be experiencing a lifetime where we did the 60s, 70s, 80s, and then get born again and say the 70s or 80s, and you're living another lifetime that's overlapping that one. And, you know, that's something that comes up a lot. So that's, I'm glad that that came up, that you're seeing the 60s, because I'm sure somebody in the audience is saying, well, she was in the 60s. How is she already in another lifetime? And
well, I'm
think
glad
that
I
that story
it,
explained
didn't.
That too. Yeah, they just pop
and
you in anywhere
didn't.
In the lifetime.
Yeah, and I
go
almost
ahead.
Didn't for that very reason, but I really felt that. So that's, yeah, so good. I'm glad you brought that out.
Yeah. Okay, for Beth, sure. We'll try and get back to you over in the chat room, but we got to get some callers here. So we're going to go with caller 6016. Who are we talking with?
Hi, you're talking with Tanika.
Did you say Jaleesa?
Tanika.
Tanika. See, I'm having all
yes.
kinds of fun with my headset. Okay, and how are you, Tanika? Do you have a question for us?
I wanted to hear about love, children, and marriage for me, like relationship for me, when you guys see that happening for me.
I like how you tried to form three questions into one.
Or you can just talk about my love life if you don't
I'll tell
have
you
enough
what.
Time even.
Charity, you pick one, and I'll touch on one of the others, and we'll try and get at least two of those out for you.
Okay, I'm going to go right for the love, because this is what I'm picking up. I'm picking up that you're focusing on it too much. The focus is too hard, that you need to step back and let it come to you instead of chase it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so That's what I'm getting, that you need to sit back and know what an amazing woman you are, and everything that you have to offer, the love that you have to give to someone, and know that's there, and just go on about your daily business, just not focusing on trying to find that. Put your attention and your focus on something else, and true focus, and dive into that, and then that's when it's going to come to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, and when you're in all that focus, I want you to see if you can levitate. Just saying. I'm going to go with children. And I keep getting 2 plus 1. So the way I would interpret that is that you're going to either have 1 biological child and 2 will come in with the relationship, or vice versa. You'll have 2 biological and 1 will come in with the relationship. So have you had that experience yet where you date somebody that's already got children?
Yeah, but we're not together anymore. We broke up a while ago, and now I'm sort of dating someone. Now he doesn't have any children, though. And there's someone, well, we just started dating. There's someone before him that I always wondered if we would get back together. When we broke up, he didn't have any kids.
Yeah.
So,
the one you're in right now feels like... that could be fun. I don't know that that's your forever person, but it might be somebody that you learn a lot from and take a lot of relationship lesson type things. And that doesn't mean a bad thing. It just means a lot of things that you might find that you like in a relationship, but maybe you're not completely compatible. And you'll learn about what it is, what more it is you want, and what works, what doesn't. It does feel like this one that you just met has some purpose to it. But I don't know, Charity, do you feel anything on the one she's with now as rather that's long-term or?
I think, you know, I think that it's actually, I think that she's going to have the choice here if she wants it to be long-term or if she doesn't. I kind of feel like she's in the driver's seat.
I like
really?
That.
Really? Because he... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want to hear what you guys... I want to hear this before I
say
anything.
I was just
going to
say, I like that when you're in the control seat because, yeah, that means you get to make the decisions on... It's empowering to say, you know, this isn't working or it is working. So, yeah. So what were
it
you going to say?
Does. Well,
do you not
I was
feel like
say,
you're in the driver's seat?
No, I don't with him. He's the type that he just came back in the picture because I was kind of giving him the feeling that I like him and that I was enjoying the relationship. And it seemed like he got cold feet and said that things got too intense and said that, well, I might be leaving anyway to go off to find a job in another state. So he didn't want to get too heavy. So we hardly even talk or text. I wish we did, but I just take it as he wants me to just treat him like crap, and I don't want to treat him like crap, but that's the same. I don't know how you're supposed to have a relationship
okay,
that way.
So
but.
I don't know if you realize it, but you just told us you were in control. He wants you to treat him like crap. You don't want to do that. You have the option to keep the connection going or not.
Mm-hmm.
So... that kind of puts you in the driver's seat. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a wonderful match if he's saying he's going to leave the state and look for a job somewhere else. So I do feel like there's somebody else that's going to come into your life, though, and I don't think you've met him yet. So
yeah, and I kind of feel, too, like the reason that you're having this experience with him is because perhaps you are not 100% sure of exactly what it is you do want.
That can make sense. The person
yeah.
before him, his name was Nick. He seemed like everything I wanted. And I don't know how he just disappeared from my life. Like, he's just gone. And I'm like, is he married with children now or something? He seemed like the one. I mean, his birthday added up to 11/11. I kept seeing 9 o'clock before I met him.
Well, he definitely offered you some learning experience of what it is you wanted. And, you know, so we're grateful for him for that. But it will not pass you by. If it's meant for you, it will not pass you by. So hang in there. I do think there's another one coming. And now I don't want you to get hinged on the children thing. If he doesn't have children, don't worry about it. If you're having a connection, go with that. You know, the two-in-one might make more sense. Like maybe you'll have two children early on and then one a little bit later or something like that. The two-in-one could mean two girls and a boy. It could mean two. I just get that two-in-one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your phone was just freaking up.
Are you there, Tracy?
Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. She just spoke up.
Okay. So I wonder where Tracy went to.
Do you see
Nick
ever?
But you get what she was trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I definitely do.
Not to get hung up. If, yeah. Okay.
Do you see Nick and me ever reconnecting, him ever coming back in my life?
Give me a minute with that. Let me ask you something. How was your relationship with Nick when you were together?
It was really loving and great and magical when it was good. And towards the end, I just didn't know, like, what happened. It seemed like he was trying to escape for some reason. So towards the end, I don't know what happened. But when it was great, it was just, he was really sensitive, but it was magical. It was just a connection that I never had with anyone. Like, a lot of tears, a lot of late night talking, a lot of kissing, a lot of hugs, a lot of love. Like,
because sometimes, you know, people, these experiences and the Nicks of the world and the Nicks of our lives are brought in to our lives to show us what is there. And then when they're gone, you have to experience not having that to appreciate it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I guess the thing is, what I'm saying is that, you know, number one, love yourself first. And I'm sure you've heard that. I mean, but truly do kind things for yourself. And you know, the first caller that we had, she's talking about we were talking about that vibration. The vibration that you carry is what you attract into your world. So if you are kind to yourself and you love yourself, you're going to attract those people into your life that will be kind to you, that will love you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's where I was going with the focus. Put that focus on yourself. Do those kind things for yourself. Enjoy your life. And when you least expect it, that's when it comes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds great.
Tracy, are you back? She is not. Okay. Well. Okay, well, I don't really know where to kind of go with this, but
I guess that means he's not going to come back. I don't know.
Well, you know, why do you think he? Because you said that in the end, what did you say? In the end, how it was?
It seemed like he had, like, another obligation that he had to go and take care of, or he was trying to escape for some reason. I don't know why, but it's been since 2014 that I haven't heard from him. So I just wonder maybe if we both did some growing and, you know, we would ever reconnect again in our lives.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's possible, most definitely. But what I don't want you to do is to focus on that. Don't keep looking back in the past. And I know that that relationship made you happy. Being there in that place in the past is not the direction that you're headed. You're headed forward. Keep that memory and, you know, but keep moving forward. And if you keep trying to find him, you're going to look for him in everyone that you meet. You're going to compare everyone that you meet to him.
That's true. And I don't want to do that.
No, you don't. You deserve better than that. And the men in your life are going to deserve much better than that as well. They deserve to have you, all of you, not part of you, with the other part of you looking back for someone else.
Right. I wish I could have asked her when she saw the children and that part of my life coming about.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, she could have picked something up on that, but, you know, she may not have. Sometimes timelines are a little, can be a little sketchy. Sometimes they can. And sometimes the angels may not want you to know when, because they don't want you to count on that. If you know when the time is, then you're going to be looking for that and you may miss something else.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Tracy,
are
you
here?
Yes. Can you hear me? All right.
Yes, then I am here. Oh, my gosh. Yay. Welcome back. I don't even know how the show is still going because my internet crashed. And
what?
So that was weird. Anyway, as long as you guys can hear me. And I appreciate
and
you both
lovely.
Carrying on the show. You're troopers. Good job.
We held it down. We held the fort down,
Tracy. Yeah, I dialed in once, but then I couldn't get my internet. I had to on the backstage unmute myself, and I couldn't. It wouldn't let me unmute, so I could at least hear you. You did amazing. Mm-hmm. Great job.
Yeah.
All right. Tanika, are you ready for me to let you off the hook?
Yes.
You go.
I am.
Okay,
I sweetie. I wanted to ask her, when did you see the children? Did you ever see, like, a time frame for that for me?
Oh, a time frame for that.
And with who?
How old are you now?
I'm 38.
Okay. It feels like at least one before 40, and then it feels to me like you'll be done having children or bringing children into your life by 45. So. Yeah, the next 7 years, over the course of 7 years, that makes sense?
Yeah. And will I be married to someone?
Sorry, I'm still a little distracted over here trying to get everything together. Well, that's an interesting question. You do have a partner. I don't know if you may not be married yet, but I do see a ring. So there's definitely commitment there. So, all right. Let's give someone else a shot at a call while I can do this still. Thank you for hanging in there.
Guys, no problem. The story you guys did in the beginning, I listened. It was great. It was a really easy way to understand reincarnation. I wanted to let you guys know that. Sorry I didn't say it earlier.
Yeah, it was. It was
really
great.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I like that.
Thank
you.
Have
a
good night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Whew. Did you miss me? That's the big question.
I absolutely did miss you. I was choking without you.
You're like, help. I'm glad you're an experienced radio show host, by the way. Why don't you tell people a little bit about that? How can they reach you, and what show do you do? How can they find your show?
Oh, well, now I've got to say that I am not the rock star that Tracy is. I don't do a show every week. I may do a couple a month, but I am, my show is called The Gray Area, and it's just about things that aren't black or white, but it's right there in the middle. And lots of different topics, but you can watch me, or not watch me. No, you wouldn't want to do that. But you can listen to me at beaconoflightradio.com or get our app. And the show is going to start, in the past I had been on Monday nights at 8 p.m., but I'm actually going to switch that over to Monday nights at probably 7 p.m., so 2 hours before your show, Tracy, and I'm
okay,
looking forward to having Tracy as a guest.
Yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern, right. And so then what, 4 p.m. Pacific?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can
find
me.
We have
me
a little
Facebook
bit of time
too.
Left here. Oh, do you have a website or a way for people to reach you if they would like to have a reading with you?
Not you
even
know
your
what?
Facebook
not,
link would work.
My Facebook link, Charity Minton on Facebook. Right now, I have this amazing picture of Stevie Nicks on the cover of Rolling Stone as my profile picture. So you can find me as faux Stevie.
I love it. I'm gonna put a link to her Facebook on here, just for everybody to enjoy. So. Okay, I'm putting that in the Facebook chat room, and I think my Blog Talk chat room also shut down with me, but we'll see. We'll get it on there as well. Okay, so funny that happened, and yet it's not. Oh. Okay, let's go to the next caller. This one is a Skype caller that's been very patiently waiting, and so let's go there. Skype caller, you are on the air. Who are we talking with?
Thank you. This is Mary, and you certainly gave us a lot of food for thought this evening. A lot to think about.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, because I'm going to a specialist in a hospital this week that I hadn't seen before. I've had some ongoing health issues that have been very troubling. I've been trying to move on in other areas of my life. I've had opportunities to go out and connect, and it just haven't been able to, do so because of this health issue. I'm wondering if you see me getting some resolution and if I will be able to get back a little bit with a social type world again. I've been, kind of laying low because of it. It's been really bad.
Okay. Charity, you got that one?
So you're asking, are you going to be back out in the social scene? Is that...
Well, it kind of hinges on this situation with my health. It's kept me back, and I would like to possibly, have a friendship or relationship down the road, but I need to be healthy and feeling better before I can do it. And so I've decided that I'm going to try to go to one of the best hospitals to speak with a specialist about my condition and see if I can get some resolution and make some progress. So just wondering if you see that happening.
Yeah, I definitely do feel like you're going to make that happen. And I say that because I feel like you're getting ready to take that step and to take your care in, take it into your own hands as well. I think,
yes.
I feel like you're really going to make this effort to do everything that you can possibly do alongside the doctors that you're seeing to take care
yes.
of this. But that's exactly where your mindset's at. And I absolutely feel like this is going to work for you.
You think this is going to be the answer to what I'm going on? Because, like I say, I had some opportunity, and people, there's still an interest there, different people. But I don't want to, start something and then not be well enough to go out and do things, and But I'm wondering down the road if that could be a possibility, you know.
I definitely think so. I do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because you are going to really have a hand in it, again, it's where your mindset is, and mm-hmm. it's what you're going to really kind of take charge.
Right.
And say, no, you know, this you're going to will it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to just sit back and, you know, do nothing when I'm feeling so bad. I want to keep pursuing. If one thing don't work, then I want to move on to the next. And, well, let's try this. Or, you know, I do what I can holistically. I can't afford a lot of the treatments I would like, such as acupuncture and massage and all that. And maybe down the road, you know, I could do that. But first I have to get, you know, the medical thing straightened out. But you do
well,
think
that's
I'm
exactly
taking
what I seen.
The right step. I'm really
so I do add to that and ask that you would in your spiritual practice, I want you to cut cords to the people and the things that are no longer serving you in the highest and best good. And
mm-hmm.
if you could write that down or listen to the archives or do your own version of that. But it feels to me like you got energy that's being pulled out of you that doesn't need to be. Like you're losing energy and, you know, start asking the angels to help you repair the aura, to let go of these cords that are no longer serving you, that are pulling at your energy. Ask them to clear away any feelings or energy that isn't yours to carry, which is happening a lot right now, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
On that spiritual aspect, there's a lot of people that are like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then as soon as we clear away the stuff that isn't theirs to carry, there's only like 10% of the problem left. And so ask your angels to help you clear away the stuff that's not yours. And, you know, the other day I had a friend that was picking up on some symptoms and asking me to tune into it. And I'm like, I'm not picking anything up. But we finally figured out is that she was picking up on one of her real close friends and what she was going through. It wasn't hers to carry, but because she cared about this person, and we're
mm-hmm.
all becoming more intuitive, more psychic, more, but we're not used to it. So we don't know, you know, these connections are getting stronger, but we've never been taught how to play with them, how to handle that. So I feel like once
right.
you do a lot of that stuff, it's going to really help you.
Feeling it, or if the other person is projecting that and you're picking up on their energy,
yeah.
I have a hard
exactly.
time with that discerning, too.
Yeah.
Going into stores
so
and areas
yeah.
where there's a lot of negativity, I feel it, you know.
Yep.
And I'm like,
and
let me out of here.
And this is great for everybody to hear this, you know. Start clearing away the energy. I would recommend you do it like you brush your teeth. Do it in the morning. Do it at night. You know, if you're feeling funky in the middle of the day, just ask the clearing to come in and set up a little ritual of doing that so that you can, you know, keep your energy as clean as
you
can.
I do the prayer of protection, you know, around
yeah.
me before I go out.
And you can do that, but then when we open up our door of compassion, when someone tells us their story and then we connect that cord to them, then your protection, your free will just gave permission for that energy to come in. So when you feel it hit you, clear it again. So even if you do it
what
every
do?
Morning
you
before
say,
you start your day,
you
yeah,
say,
we have free will. So
this?
Yeah. Yeah, call the angels in, have them help you out. And, you know, just remember that you do have the free will. So when you start engaging in conversations with people and then you hear their story, you have compassion and love for them, which is great. But then all of a sudden now you're taking it on. And it's because you opened up and the angels kind of have their hands tied. They're like, well, you have the free will to do that and I can't interfere. So you need to call in again and ask them to clear it out.
Right.
So,
especially when you're around
right
a
now,
lot of medical stuff yourself.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So,
you know,
just ask
everybody
to
around
help you
sick.
Clear that away.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
you've
got a lot of power within you to clear out your illness. You have a lot of power, and it is a mindset, like Charity said. So, you know, I encourage you to call in your health. Claim it. I am healthy.
Right.
I am strong.
I mean, I got so many
vibrant.
Wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm I'm not focusing on the illness. I'm focusing on all the things I want to do, and I want to do them.
Okay, so
you know,
I'm
now,
right there. I'm going to stop you because in that sentence you said want. All the things I want to do. And so when you
desire
put it like want, you're putting it out there like you can't have that because it's a want. So therefore you don't have it. So all the things
is
you are
desire
doing,
a better term than desire maybe?
It's better. Is there a present tense we can put it in? Putting out all the things that you are doing. You're going to be doing. You're doing in the near future, whatever. Just see yourself doing it versus having that energy of wanting. It really changes the vibration around it. So find a way to make it feel empowering versus longing for or wishing you had. You know, the wanting kind of puts that energy around it. So just watch the way you're phrasing it and envisioning it. You already have it. You're just catching up to it. You know, I already have great health. I'm just catching up to it, but I already have it. It's mine. So, okay?
All right.
One of
Thank
the things,
you, ladies.
If
have
I,
a great evening.
I,
have a safe holiday.
Can I add something? Can I
yes,
add something?
Please. Go ahead.
One of the things I'd like to suggest to you to do is to spend some time each day. If it's 5 minutes, if it's minutes, if it's 10 minutes, if it's 15, just sit in that quiet place, and I want you to go back to a time when you felt great, you were healthy. Get into that mindset and see yourself as that person today in perfect health.
It's been a long time. I really felt that great. You know, it's just, it's been a long time. I was either taking care of my own health or someone else's health or whatever, and, you know, then I wore myself out.
But
yeah,
if you can do
for
that,
you
remember,
to give yourself energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, sweetie, we are almost
out of time, so I hope
you have a wonderful day, and I'm going to ask the audience, I'll send love and prayers that direction to be healthy, happy, recovered, however healed. It's all happening for you. You're living in a magical miracle right now, and it's happening in this moment. Just receive it.
Thank you kindly,
okay?
and for all your good wishes. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. You know, I set that up for an hour and a half, and I'm apologizing to all the callers. Part of that was me getting disconnected. We're not going to be able to get to any more callers. We're out of time. And, you know, Charity, you have been a wonderful, wonderful guest, and I love how you took charge when we got disconnected, and I so appreciate you and that aspect of me that you are.
Well, I thank you so much for having me on as a guest. It's been amazing to, you know, spend this hour and a half with you and your listeners, and I've just really, really enjoyed it. And I can't wait to have you on my show, so maybe we can continue there.
Yeah. And if you guys would like to know when that's going to happen, join Charity and I on Facebook. Mine's Tracy Mahan, CHT. That's the page you want to look for. And I spell it TRACIE, last name MAHAN. And then it's CHT for Certified Hypnotherapist after that. Or Charity Minton. And you don't have any fancy little hypnotherapy things on there. But we'll change that because I think you should be a hypnotherapist.
I think I should, too.
So, I think you should, and I'm excited. We'll talk more about that. All right, you guys, thank you for being here. I'll have another amazing guest next week. Follow me on Facebook. Follow Charity on Facebook. You'll find out when our shows are. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.